In 1975, yes. on this day,
yes.
the movie Jaws was released.
Ooh,
yes.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Now you've seen Jaws, right?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Yes.
We were in Martha's Vineyard several years ago now.
Uh-huh.
And we took a tour of the island. And basically, they just showed us all the places where Jaws was filmed.
This is where he snapped at somebody, and this
is the house where this happened. This road is where this happened. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it was really interesting. But
all right.
I don't know that we were expecting it to be all Jaws.
Have you seen Jaws?
Yes, I have.
Have you seen Jaws 2?
No.
How about Jaws 3?
I have not. No, just
how many are there?
I think there's three.
Three? Okay.
Yeah.
We'll stop there then. Okay.
Right.
Go on.
So Jaws was directed by Steven Spielberg, and it was based on the 1974 novel of the same name. And the book was based on a series of shark attacks that occurred off the coast of New Jersey in 1916. Ooh. And after an incident where a New York fisherman caught a 4,500-pound shark off the coast of Montauk in 1964.
Wow.
Spielberg was chosen to direct Jaws by the producers because of his film Duel, which featured a maniacal trucker terrorizing a mild-mannered driver. And the producers thought that the movie was thematically similar to the story for Jaws, making Spielberg a great fit.
Oh, yeah.
Now, shot mostly on location in Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts, Jaws was the first major motion picture to be shot on the ocean.
Oh.
Most minor roles were played by residents of Martha's Vineyard. And initially, the film's producers wanted to train a great white shark.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
But quickly realized that this just wasn't really possible.
Come on.
So three full-size mechanical prop sharks, which the film crew nicknamed Bruce.
Bruce?
After Steven Spielberg's lawyer.
Oh.
Were made for the production. So the shark was designed and built by a production designer, and it weighed in at 1.2 tons and measured 25 feet in length.
Holy cow.
Part of the reason that Martha's Vineyard was chosen as a location was because the surrounding ocean bed had a depth of 35 feet for up to 12 miles offshore, which was perfect for scenes that required the mechanical shark rig to be rested on the shallow ocean floor.
Oh, yeah, right.
However, the movie had a troubled production going over budget and past schedule quite a bit.
Oh, boy.
Shooting at sea led to many delays. Unwanted sailboats drifted into frame, cameras got soaked, and the Orca once began to sink with the actors on board.
Uh-oh.
Sounds kind of like a nightmare.
Orca.
The prop sharks frequently malfunctioned owing to a series of problems, and Spielberg later calculated that during the 12-hour daily work schedule, on average, only 4 hours were actually spent filming.
Really?
That's crazy.
It's low productivity right there.
The originally scheduled 55-day shoot ended up taking 159 days,
jeez.
Not counting post-production.
Wow.
The delays proved beneficial, though, in some regards. The script was refined during production, and the unreliable mechanical sharks forced Spielberg to shoot many scenes so that the shark was only hinted at with music.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
That iconic music.
Yeah.
So Jaws was the first movie released in more than 400 theaters in the United States and the first movie to gross over $100 million at the box office.
Yeah.
It was the highest grossing movie of all time until Star Wars was released 2 years later. Jaws was key in establishing the benefits of a wide national release backed by heavy television advertising. Jaws also played a major part in establishing summer as the prime season for the release of studio's biggest box office contenders.
Interesting.
The first summer blockbuster, really.
It was Jaws,
yeah.
Wow.
So Jaws ended up winning 3 Academy Awards for Best Film Editing, Best Original Dramatic Score, and Best Sound. Jaws spawned 3 sequels to declining critical favor and commercial performance.
Right.
Their combined domestic grosses amount to barely half of the first films.
Jeez. Well, it's hard to go back. Some of these movies you want to make a sequel to, but what else do you do?
Yeah, right.
Jaws.
Where else do you go with it? Yeah.
Right. I mean, if you're not careful, you end up with, what's the one where the things start raining, the sharks start raining?
Sharknado.
Right. That's the ultimate conclusion where your Jaws goes. Yeah.
Yeah. So the film had broad cultural repercussions, similar to the way the pivotal scene in 1960's Psycho made showers a new source of anxiety. Jaws led many viewers to fear going into the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
And reduced beach attendance in 1975 was attributed to the movie, as well as more reported shark sightings.
Yeesh.
It is still seen as responsible for perpetuating negative stereotypes about sharks and their behavior.
Yeah, negative stereotypes. You want to reinforce the positive stereotypes about sharks, which are...
We'll
get back to you. All right. You picked out a record to go along. It's wrong mouse. Picked out a record to go along with Jaws, did you?
Yeah, so I thought for Jaws, we would play the award-winning theme.
Oh, yeah. It's creepy.
Yeah.
It's creepy. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
The theme from Jaws. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that?
Because Jaws was released in theaters on this day in 1975.
That's right. Killer soundtrack. That's all it is. Just a killer soundtrack. Mm-hmm. All right. You picked out three things we must remember about today's Wiki Corner.
Yes.
Let's do them. Ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Jaws was the first major movie shot on the ocean.
Jaws went more than 100 days over schedule while filming.
And it was the first movie to be released in more than 400 theaters.
100 days, 3 months over, Sarah. You've got to be done and then you keep going.
Yeah. Only four hours of filming every day. That's
tough.
That's rough.
That's tough. But here we are talking about it some, how many years later?
Still a classic.
Was it 40 years? What year did it come out?
75.
70. Oh my gosh. 47 years later ish. Yeah, 47 years. I got it. I still do math in my head. Folks want to learn more about Jaws. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com.
Yes.
On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all right there. And you can catch up on Sarah's Wiki Corner theme week from last week, which had to do with weird travel destinations, but they were all within New York.
Yes. Weird roadside attractions.
Keeping it budget friendly. Somewhat budget friendly for your road trips.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Excellent. Looking forward to a fresh episode tomorrow at 4:10.
Me too.
All right. Wonderful. Be back here. Thank you.
Okay.
James Taylor on the way. $3. Dog Night. We'll do some Tom Petty. Got your song request to get on. Oh, and we're giving away tickets. We're giving away tickets, Sarah, to Heritage Square.
Oh, my goodness.
Heritage Square. In Ontario. I've lost my notes. There's an ice cream.
Social.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the right paper. Tell them about it, Sarah. Do you know information?
I do not know the information about it. I should know the information about it.
Oh, well, it's coming up, and we'll give you more information about it coming up. I had it right here in my stack. We'll get to that. And we'll give you tickets. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
We got to traffic with that was awful. Melanie Sands coming up next on Legends 102.7.